Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What We Spend is a new podcast that explores something we almost never talk about. Every week, you'll hear a different guest share everything they spend their money on. What We Spend is available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, I mean, this is star-level production, no question about it. Like I said, it's been the power lately. But what great players can affect the game is in a lot of ways. And Pete has that ability. And some days it's the defense, some days it's the base running. But he's in a good place right now for sure.
Craig Counsell.
What did he tell us, Lawrence, that we got one of those guys?
Got one of those guys.
Last week when we talked to Craig, one of those five-tool dudes who just make you dream about what the possibilities are.
Right. You may have traded for a star and in the process have also found a star. Now, ideally, what you'd love is for those two guys to be on your major league roster for a long time, mm-hmm. especially considering the amount of very solid players that you also have and have under contract for a little while.
Joe Posnanski, who writes beautifully about baseball, in his email today said, Pete Crow Armstrong is doing more than just leading the streaking Cubs. He's bringing back the much-missed do-everything superstar center fielder, the position once ruled by Mantle and Mays and Cobb and DiMaggio. Has been lagging in recent years. Mike Trout's injuries did him in. Byron Buxton's injuries stopped him before he ever got started. We still wait for Julio Rodriguez and, to a lesser extent, Michael Harris II to become transcendent. Now here's Crow Armstrong playing defense like a dream, stealing bases and smashing the ball.
That sounds nice.
Doesn't it? I know. You just want to hang out in that headspace
and
for
now,
a little while.
And now that Trout's moved to right field, because he was that for a while.
He was. He absolutely was.
He's three MVPs. It was watching that guy go get it out in center field.
We thought Luis Robert had a chance to be that.
Well, you know what? And I hate to talk about another team's misery, but the Cincinnati Reds have a outfielder who broke his arm last night. So,
I didn't see that. Who broke his arm?
It's Callahan, right? You think it was Callahan who broke his arm last night? They have
it's tough to come back from those.
Yes, in the same season for sure. I believe they need an outfielder.
Interesting.
Again,
I saw Jim Bowden had like five trades that should be made. I forget where he had Robert going. He had Robert going somewhere as well. So like maybe the dream is alive.
Tyler Callahan. I saw it this morning. He was trying to make a catch down the left field line, and I think he either his arm got underneath him or his arm hit the wall and he broke his arm.
That's brutal.
I knew it was bad because the ball was right next to him and he didn't even motion towards it. He was hurt so bad.
Bowden had the Rangers trading for Luis Robert, which is interesting because the Rangers are clearly in an odd, desperate place because there seems to be some good teams out in the American League West, and the Rangers ain't one of them. You see who the Rangers just hired as a hitting coach? Brett Boone.
Booney?
Mark Grody's guy, Booney.
Did Grody break that story?
He should have. He absolutely should have. But yeah, so Bowden had the Rangers going for Luis Robert Jr. for a couple of young prospects.
Yeah, I thought that that was his. I thought that was the That's Grody beat.
He's been on the Brett Boone beat for quite some time.
He was on like
time.
Last week.
Yeah, he was on
you
the,
didn't
yeah.
tell him. Yeah. Hey, no. By the way, hey, I'm going to be a Major League Baseball hitting coach.
Right. Keep an eye open for a little something something yeah, for no. your guy Booney.
I mean, seriously. Can't
maybe he
that?
Knew and didn't tell us.
I mean, Groats, come on, man. Well, yeah, you know, man. You're right. He might be protecting a source. Maybe he gets to something down the line, a bigger story down the line.
I wonder if the source is Brett Boone.
Quid pro quo.
Boone, Boone,
but anyway,
Boone.
To get back to PCA and this star turn that he is having, we had a really wonderful conversation with Cliff Floyd yesterday, and Spiegs was talking to him about how teammates handle stuff like a guy becoming a star.
So the biggest thing is, you know, when he falls on his face a little bit, right? You got to be there to pick him up, dust him off. Pick him up, dust him off, say, hey, it's going to be all right. You know, like Matt Shaw goes down. Justin Turner, I'm having a conversation with JT. And I was like, Jay, what's up, man? Is this dude going to, like, figure it out? He goes, he'll figure it out, but he has to get out of his own way. He has to figure out how to get to the point where – maybe his batting stance might have to change a little bit. Maybe some things have to move a little bit, but he's going to get it. PCA was able to come up, get a cup of coffee, go home, work on some things. And then he was like, oh, I got this. Like, I can do this every single day. I figured it out. Like, I don't have to, you know, struggle for a long amount of time. I know some pitchers going to get me, going to eat my bat up every once in a while. But tomorrow's a new day. He gets that already.
So PCA sees it. And has made the adjustments. Was up, was down, now is back up. That's interesting because that comes off like an endorsement of process for Matt Shaw as well, and a plea for patience on that front.
Well, the thing is that there is a history of that. Like Ian Happ went down, and if we would have more time with Carter, I would have loved to know how he would answer the question about what they want Matt Shaw to do, because you don't want to give away the store if the guy does make it back. You don't want to, well, here are the things that we think he's not good at, and then that be something that teams continue to exploit.
No, but you could tell us if there's mechanical changes that are going on. I haven't watched video of what's happening at AAA. I did see Matt Shaw had 4 hits the other day in a game.
I think Evan Altman is saying that he's getting close, and I trust Evan's eye. Like he is someone that when you talk about like looking at bats and not just making wild proclamations. I have to check Cubs Insider real quick, but I thought I saw him post that.
I got to say, props to Nicky Lopez for just being happy to be here, have a job.
He had a couple of really strong at-bats last night.
He did, and he's been playing a super solid, sensible third base. He had a great play Saturday night. But he also had a bunch of like just really solid plays Saturday night, or I guess it was Friday night, whatever it was. But like just what Vidal Brujan didn't do last Sunday night in terms of attacking a ground ball and understanding the timing of the infield and throwing out a fast runner, Nicky understands like the timing math of the infield, even though he was not a career third baseman. Like you've seen him a couple times, like be pausing, waiting for a hop, and then attacking the ball while going into his throwing motion.
I will tell you that that play that he made last night is textbook how you teach to play on your toes at third base. The replay, they had the replay from the left field camera and seeing him bounce as the pitch is thrown and having his momentum going forward. That's the type of geeky bleep that I love about baseball.
That's what it's got to be. And that's what it's got to be when you're at a defensive position. Be the nine hitter and play really good third base defense.
And you can get yourself a major league contract.
Yeah, and maybe you get yourself a postseason share, you know?
Well, he's definitely going to get that now. You know what I mean? Like, he's played enough already to get that.
You might get starts in a pennant race.
Or defensive replacement.
Sure,
you know,
sure.
Come in to help close the game out. I was right. Evan Altman wrote, Matt Shaw, quote, ready to go back after making adjustments in Iowa. Moises Ballesteros pounding on door.
Ready to go back. Is that a quote or is that Evan's assessment? That's interesting.
Hold on. I'm going to read a paragraph here.
Because we all know what the plan is at third base, because Jed Hoyer told us that hope is the plan. Evan, at third base.
Evan wrote yesterday, Matt Shaw started his time back in AAA going 1-for-17 and looking for as looking at least as lost as he'd been in Chicago prior to being demoted. Even after making some adjustments to get back to his natural swing and timing, there were concerns about a lot of grounders and a lack of hard contact. But process is more important than results. And when it comes to sustainable success, and Shaw appears to be getting back to the right place mentally. Quote, when he came back, the confidence was down a little bit. Iowa's Cubs co-hitting coach Rick Strickland told Tommy Burch of the Des Moines Register, of course, it should be. He's struggling, right? So
here are some details a little further down, Lawrence. Thank you for hipping us to this. From Evan, Shaw looked to have narrowed his stance a little and may have been overstriding, which led to his head moving a little too much and his load being too light. That can all be a tricky Ouroboros, thank you, Evan, to undo because the cycle of mental and physical factors feed into one another with no discernible beginning or end. So interesting. So there has been some mechanical stuff to Evan's eye anyway.
And if you're not following Evan and you're a Cub fan, you're doing it wrong. He puts in the work. He covers this team and he shares really, really cool stuff. But again, back to PCA. Because that's where this conversation started, is us talking about PCA. This is what Nico told us a couple hours ago about advice for a budding star like Pete Crow Armstrong.
Yeah, man, I think we've got a pretty great situation in our clubhouse as far as the people that he has around him, and not that he needs a ton of help, but I think we got a nice combination of veterans and people that are pumped to see him succeed, but you know also give him a healthy amount of grief when he does things that are unique, and so it's all part of it, and it's part of the fun of a season. And if any suggestions from my end, it would just be to continue to be himself and continue to make the energy that he brings every day about winning and about the group. And he's done that and then some, just with his daily work, his actions. I mean, he's the first one in the cage, first one on the field doing early work. Like there's a lot going on behind the scenes that people don't see. And, you know, I hope that's not lost on people, all the work that he's done. Like he is an incredible talent, but to improve this much at the major league level takes a ton of work, and it's not by chance. He's really earned that, and he's going to keep developing, and who knows what he can be.
I hope that we're talking about this part of the story all year, because that means that the Cubs are having a great season and PCA is an all-star and they're working towards something. It would be fun to, like, at the end of the year, compile all of our Cubs guests talking about this subject.
Mm-hmm. PCA blowing up and making sure he stays himself. Doesn't appear to be a huge challenge right now. He likes being who he is, and they all like him being who he is.
Chaos agent, Pete Crow Armstrong.
Preference for chaos, baby.
It's a good thing.
Hey, man, I can't stop looking at this Matt Shaw article. I had missed it. And I'm so glad, because these quotes from the AAA hitting coach, from Rick Strickland.
Give us an idea.
Quote, he's ready. He's ready to go back. Well, that's fascinating. So, like, was he empowered to speak on the entire plan? That's a really good get. That's a really good ask by Evan. That's a really interesting, compelling thought. But I don't know. I mean, maybe he's confident again, and that's really good. But if they didn't fix enough, I'm afraid it could be a problem immediately again. So,
well, we'll see.
We'll see
if the rest of the organization feels the same way.